A Nootka Street resident has appeared before Kathet Regional Districts, QRD, Planning Committee and expressed opposition to a large-scale development planned for the former golf course on Nootka Street. Kathy Pedno, appearing as an unregistered delegation at a Planning Committee meeting last month, said she was submitting once again her objection to Grasshopper Developments and the company's request for an amendment to the official community plan and zoning bylaw for a proposed development of 177 housing units at 7406 and 7440 Nootka Street. As a neighbor situated directly across the street at 7423 Nootka Street, we would be directly impacted by the development of these housing units, said Pedno. When purchasing our home some 35-plus years ago, we chose not only our home, but also a lifestyle. We chose a life of rural living. We chose dusty roads, wells and septic tanks. We chose neighbors at arm's length, but neighbors nonetheless. We chose the community of rural living. Pedno said she knows development as part of life, having watched as Cedar Crest was developed, and more recently, Yarashuk Estates. Both developments considered the rural lifestyle and blended in with the already existing neighborhood and community, she said. Change happens, said Pedno. We are not asking the regional district to not allow development to happen but to advocate for responsible development. Pedno said there are many concerns with the proposed development. One is preservation of quality of life, property values and lifestyle. She said the density of the proposed development could see up to 300-plus additional people to the area 300 additional people in an area supported by one road in and out, which is Nootka. The sheer volume of housing is incredible, said Pedno. I know of no other area within the regional district that holds the density of this proposed development. Another item, according to Pedno, is road access. She said the region is served by an ill-kept municipal road. Heaven forbid we have a fire or some other emergency which requires evacuation, she added. Water supply is also a concern for Pedno. She said for those living directly on Nootka, they are all on individual wells. What is to become of our water supply with the addition of 177 housing units? She asked. Pedno said that previously, a group of residents came together as neighbors and friends to forge Nootka Street Zoning Bylaw 321, 1999. We took it upon ourselves, along with the Powell River Regional District, at that time, to preserve our lifestyle, our community, said Pedno. Now, once again, we find ourselves in the position of having to fight for our lifestyle choices. Pedno said the Kathet region needs housing, but development needs to be done responsibly. Again, we come back to a lifestyle choice, said Pedno. We made our choice many years ago. Grasshopper Developments knew the restrictions on their property when they purchased it and now are choosing to force their idea of community on us. There is no room in the rural district for this mini-city. We are asking the regional district to preserve our lifestyle choices, our water supply, and our peace of mind. In an interview following her appearance before the planning committee, Pedno said quite a few of her neighbors are opposed to the size of the proposed development. We are not opposed to development, we're just opposed to the size of it in a rural area, added Pedno. She said if lots were an acre and a half in size, that would be much more acceptable. She added that a beautiful subdivision went in behind her residence, Yarashuk Estates, with lots around 1.2 to 1.5 acres in size. It fits in with the rural living, said Pedno. The Grasshopper development with 177 units is never going to fit in with the neighborhood. Pedno said she is going to continue to advocate for a smaller development. She said the regional district's passage of a motion that will commit Grasshopper Developments to carrying out traffic and water studies, and conduct public engagement, boggles her mind. Rural areas need to stay rural, she added.